the moment, Jean-Pierre, what is your stock pick?
So my interest is still mostly based in the US. I mean, I've been picking offshore shares for the last 5 or 6 years now. And the stock pick tonight is Roku. Roku is a streaming platform company. So if you think about it, we now have Netflix, we have Disney Plus, we have Hulu, we have Amazon Prime Video, we have so many different streaming providers. In South Africa, we have Showmax as well, that it created a gap for someone like Roku, who started off with streaming hardware to turn your TV into a smart TV, to then have roughly 40 million subscribers and become a platform. So they're standing between all these various streaming services and you, the customer, quite often built into the TV that you would purchase. And they take a cut of all the underlying subscriptions, and they add in a little bit of advertising revenue as well, which is now even more than the hardware revenue. And they did a deal recently with Amazon for their Fire TV hardware to be included, the Roku channel, automatically in that. So it shows that as a platform, they are in a strong position to keep on growing their subscriptions, and therefore it's my stock pick tonight.
Okay. Chris, what's your stock pick this evening?
I'm nothing if not consistent. I'm really, really boring, and I keep on plugging the same old stock, which is Afrimat. The results will be out towards the end of the month, and we had the trading update the other day. 5% up in terms of earnings growth, which, you know, given the fact that a lot of the companies were under lockdown for a good 2 or 3 months this year, obviously iron ore is the big thing, and that's holding it in very, very good stead, and they've augmented it recently. I just can't believe how cheap the stock is, and I think in the year 2021, the financial 2021, that's when we're really going to see the fireworks taking place.
Yeah, well, you've won quite a few of our market watchers into your camp as well, Chris. We've had Afrimat pop up quite a few times since you first mentioned it as well. So let's leave it there for this evening. Thanks to you both for having joined us. Of course, Jean-Pierre Verster is with Protea Capital Management, and independent analyst Chris Gilmore as well. Julieta will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening. We'll be right back.